Thanks so much for inviting me, Andrew, and all of you. It was so awesome just walking into church and feeling really welcomed and loved when I've never been to your church before. So yeah, really, really thank you. And yeah, just to introduce myself again, thank you. That's very helpful. Okay. So just to quickly introduce myself again, my name is Sally, and I'm currently a full-time missionary with a mission organization called Student Life, which is under Tandem Ministries. And yeah, for some of you, this ministry may sound familiar. For some, it might not. And so I'll just kind of briefly explain what Student Life does. So Student Life, we have this mission to change the world by turning lost students into Christ-centered laborers through our movements on campus. And before diving straight into what we're doing and all of that, I thought it'd be great to kind of share a bit about myself, because you guys don't know me, and so I would love to share a bit about me. And so I'm a Korean-born Kiwi. I came here at the age of around 5, and my family originally comes from a Buddhist background. So we went to the temple when I was in Korea. And however, when we immigrated to New Zealand, my mum became a Christian through a family friend sharing the gospel to her. And from that onwards, I attended church every Sunday. So yeah, grew up attending church with a Christian background. However, it was only at the beginning, just before I started uni, that I took my faith as my own and accepted Jesus as my Savior and Lord. And by God's grace, I got to meet Student Life during my first year of university and my first semester. And to be honest, I studied a Bachelor of Visual Arts, so I did painting, and it was very creative. I was surrounded by people of influence who were not very biblical. Their idea of God was that they were God. They were their own God. And so it was quite hard maintaining a faith-filled lifestyle where I was focusing on God. So God just chucked Student Life into the picture and was like, Sally, here you go, through actually a non-Christian friend. She's my high school friend, and she kind of invited me one day to this meetup that she had with a girl that was involved in Student Life during that time. And they were going through what we call the Explore Studies. So this girl from Student Life had shared the gospel to my high school friend and had been exploring Christianity for over like 3 weeks or so. I was kind of like amazed at the fact that somebody was bold enough to share the gospel to my friend, because I had never had a spiritual conversation with her at all. Like, I was too scared to, and I didn't even know how, even though I became a Christian and attended church all my life. So from that moment onward, I got heavily involved in Student Life. It really stretched and grew my faith. But more so, I was convicted with the call to take part in the Great Commission, where Jesus calls us to make disciples of all nations. And yeah, since then, since graduating uni last year, at the end of last year, I committed to full-time ministry with Student Life and am currently serving in Wellington at Victoria University. So today I wanted to share with you during this short time the need for Christ among uni students in New Zealand today, how the Lord has been really using Student Life, not only in my life, but to help meet the need of students in New Zealand, and how you can partner with us on this awesome mission. So I can figure how to work this. Great, yay, it works. So firstly, I wanted to share the need at the moment. Apparently it's not so clear, but the need in our world today is that there are 7.7 billion people in our world. 2.5 billion of these people claim to be Christians, which is awesome. And that means that there's 5.2 billion people who don't have a personal relationship with Jesus like us. And from this, we can see there are so many people out there who are lost and dead in their sin without the knowledge of a Savior who is gracious and kind and loving. And this really truly breaks my heart. And so with student life, we actually aim to fulfill the Great Commission. So share Jesus with others, with those 5.2 billion people. Where, you know, Jesus says in Matthew 28, verses 18 to 20, "Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.'" And yeah, we, as student life, we aim to do this in a university context. And for you guys, you might be wondering, why uni? Like, why university and why students? And how are we actually filling that gap? Well, students are a huge proportion of this 5.2 billion people who don't know Jesus. They are our future leaders who will take on the next generation. They will be our next accountants, doctors, lawyers, politicians, musicians, designers, whatever that may be, even parents. And I would actually really love for all of us here to take a moment to imagine how amazing it would be if we would see if we would see every single student in every sphere of study and influence have a personal relationship with Jesus. And then also imagine those students sharing Jesus with others wherever they go. Yeah, how big of a change in our world could they bring if they all shared with Jesus within their workplace, within their communities, within their families, and become salt and light of our world? I believe actually we could see revival and spiritual awakening happen here and now, especially in New Zealand. Yeah, these students are so also in such a unique position where they're already in a learning environment. They're like a sponge. They soak everything in. They're super open to the gospel. And I saw this year, and my past years involved in student life during uni, but this year, just in Victoria University, we had over 420 spiritual conversations. We had 227 of them hear the gospel in full, and 11 of them pray to receive Christ with us, which was really, really awesome. And yeah, so how we as student life practically carry out and just share Jesus with others and win them over with the gospel is through a couple of things here. We do an orientation week outreach. It's called the On Journey Jandal campaign, where we hand out free jandals. You're like, hey, fill out a survey with us, and we get a gauge on their interest in hearing about Jesus. And we do, and if they are interested, we hit them up and share the gospel, and some of them continue to journey with us. We have Student Life 101, that's what we call it in Wellington, but it's our weekly evangelism times on campus. We have Explore Studies, which I mentioned in my little story previously, where students continue to meet up with us, delve into the gospel, ask questions week after week, and just break down every barrier that they have towards the gospel and towards God. And Q&A time is just 1 hour a week that we have in Wellington, specifically, where we have an open forum. We invite students from all different backgrounds, different religions, and ask any question you want to ask us. And we answer in a biblical perspective and in truth. After we win, we build them up in their faith through action groups, which is Bible studies on campus, one-on-one discipleship, which is my favorite part of this building section, because this is the reason why I stuck by with student life, is because not only did we do mission together, not only was I convicted and encouraged, but somebody was bold enough and just persistent enough to do life on life with me. My discipler, Shelley, she did the rough times and the good times with me. She invited me to her home, cooked me dinner. She cared about what I studied. She came to visit my studio and be like, oh, what sort of art do you make? She was confused, but she was like, what is this? I don't understand. But she was still so curious about it, which made me feel, just really reflect on how Jesus did life with his disciples. He didn't just do mission with them. He didn't just teach them. He walked and ate and slept with them. And yeah, that's what we aim to do within our mission ministry. And we also have annual conferences and retreats. And then the important part is actually we send these students out after they've been built into. We send them to summer mission trips, which we have currently 3 at the moment overseas, which they left actually at the end of last week. There's 2 domestic ones, in Nelson and Auckland. We have committed student leaders, so students who've been involved in student life and they're like, yeah, I want to step up and disciple others. Then there's transition/graduation, which is, yeah, really the key of student life, is that we want our students after uni to go beyond just that university context and to share Jesus within their workplace. So, yeah, I have a really cool story I wanted to share with you that really reflects this win, build, and send strategy that we use. And it's actually about this girl called Kaylee, which is on the very far right for you guys with the yellow top. And I actually met Kaylee during semester 2 when I was on the Victoria University campus this year. And I met her through our weekly evangelism times on campus. I had a kind of a short brief conversation with her and found out that she had actually been meeting up. She had already met up with Marika, one of our students in the middle, Marika had shared the gospel to Kaylee already through our outreach campaign in semester 2. And also, Kaylee had agreed to meet up again to explore Christianity. It was really, really awesome. And so I got to join in a couple of times, 2 or 3 times, in their conversations and catch-ups. I also chatted to Kaylee during our socials. But it was just so amazing how God had been already working prior in Kaylee's life. So Kaylee had already been attending church for 2 months before meeting us. God had been pursuing her. So her friend, Kaylee's friend, had actually become a recent believer and invited Kaylee to one of their church 2 months before we met her. And then during those 2 months, she got exposed to Jesus, got exposed to what Christianity looks like. She heard the gospel through student life, one of our faithful students, Marika, and she got to spend a whole semester with us asking questions about the gospel. And in our fourth kind of long Bible study meetup, she actually prayed to receive Christ with us. If you saw the Wellington team, we were like jumping up and down, rejoicing because we just received a new sister in Christ. And this is actually the photo that they took when Kaylee decided to receive Jesus as her Savior and Lord. And so that's Lauren, one of our staff members down in Wellington as well. And yeah, there are actually so many more stories like Kaylee's and so many more to come. And I actually want to be there next year in Wellington to take part in these stories. I desire to pray and seek the Lord to change and heal our land of New Zealand with the vision of our capital being revived from a worldly culture to a kingdom culture. And I want that to begin with the students of our nation. To do this, actually, I am currently in need of people to partner with me on this mission. I am in need of people to partner with me through prayer, which is so vital in our ministry. We need prayer. We need God to work. And yeah, I need to raise further $1,000 a month to be on campus next year. And so I actually wanted to invite all of you guys to consider partnering with me on this mission to reach lost students in New Zealand, specifically Wellington, where, yeah, there's a lot of lost students who don't know Jesus, where their values are being challenged. And if this does interest you, I have this little clipboard that I can just pass around, where you can just write your name or if you would like to partner in prayer or finances, and I'll get in contact. If you can put it in, if you're considering or keen on listening to more about this. And I just want to thank you for this invite. This is actually my first time speaking at a church about support. And it's been so welcoming. And I would love to actually pray for you guys, if that's okay. Quickly, a short prayer. Let's pray. Father God, I just thank you for ACPC. It's such a welcoming church. The moment I stepped in, I felt loved, Lord. And Lord, I pray that you would continue to bless this church. You know the needs of this church with the building and just in their faith and their spiritual growth. Lord, would you fill this place with your Holy Spirit? Would you guide each and every single one of our brothers and sisters in Christ here with your love and goodness? Would you bless them in all that they do? And Lord, would you lavish your love upon them day to day? In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Lord, thank you so much for Sally and the work you've done in her life. We do pray that you would provide all the needs, that she would just be rejoicing. You have enabled her to be serving you full-time at Victoria University. We pray for Kaylee and her new faith and other students that are touched and transformed by the gospel. Help them have strong growth in you, and may they really become laborers in your harvest.
Amen.
Hey, thank you so much, Sally. Wonderful.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
And if you'd like to hear more, get in touch, receive her newsletter, be in contact with her, then fill in the clipboard there. Another young woman who is on a mission from God, as it were, is my daughter Emma, who I also recruited to sing again. Thank you for that. And she's going to share about her ministry with Spygate. Oh, we're going to show the video first. So, as you know, Emma was in Germany for 3 months doing her three-month mission training course with Steiger, and part of that was a week in Amsterdam. And this is a little video from that. Apologies for its jerkiness. Thanks, guys.
To reach the global youth culture.
What is the meaning of life to you?
For me, the life is something special.
I think it's to live happy and to be happy.
What do you believe?
I believe that everything happens and will end and will come back again and will end again and will happen once more. Just maybe in different forms and in different appreciations than humans.
Myself.
Myself too. I believe in the people.
I don't know. I don't think I really believe in God. So
this generation needs to hear the truth.
That's why we are here, God. Because we're real and makes all the achievements, change everything, God, and break all the chains.
So we went to the streets.
Miracle chair, basically, and we pray for healing, we pray for miracles to happen, and we have seen many things. We have seen a man who have like a pain in his back, and we pray for him, and he got healed. Many miracles happen, people get surprised, but they get to know Jesus. What is the important?
So we started a conversation with a couple here in the street in Amsterdam, and I say to him, like, man, you are a couple, right? So what is love for you? And he said to me, man, I don't know. It's too complicated to me explain to you what is love. And I give the Jesus example. Like, I can only say to you that I love you only if I able to die for you in your place. And this story is about Jesus, not a human conception. And the girl starts to crying a lot, like too much. And this time I realized that, man, they need love. They need the God's love, you know?
No tengo palabras para describirlo. O sea, lo sentí muy profundo. Así que muchas gracias. De España.
The harvest is plentiful, and the global youth culture is ready for Jesus. That is why we are investing in people from different countries who are ready to preach the gospel all over the world.
Hi everyone. So that was our week that we had in Amsterdam. So I'm part of an organization called Steiger. It's an international mission organization which has a very similar vision of what Sally was talking about. So I might be repeating stuff, but that's okay because you'll get to hear it twice. So I'm part of a mission organization. We have we had a mission school for 10 weeks where people came from all around the world, and we were reaching out to the global youth culture, which is young people, and young people who, like, no matter where you go in the world, there's like a global culture that they all have, that where they don't really see how the church is relevant in their lives or how God is relevant, and trying to fill up their lives with so many things that doesn't satisfy. Steiger uses a lot of creative ways, community and creativity and art and music, to be able to share Jesus with them in a way that they can understand, like speaking their language in a way, and showing how Jesus is relevant to them. So it was a really awesome experience. And then we were in Germany for 10 weeks, and then we went out onto the street and did a street evangelism like one day a week, and then that was our week-long outreach that we had in Amsterdam. So we did like singing in the street, and like I don't know if you saw, there was a drama where someone was wearing a mushroom hat, one of them was me, and we did a drama about that, about different things and like sharing the gospel and in a lot of different creative ways. And we did like painting on the street, and we got to talk with people. So it was a really cool opportunity to like grow in being more bold and stepping out and talking with people. And so I'm part of this organization in New Zealand, and I've been part of it for the last 2 years, in Tauranga. And we actually also have a team in Wellington as well, and which is where Sally's from. So I live at a community house called the Wharf Community House. So we have a few of us who live in community together. And we really just do life together. We eat our meals together, and we pray together regularly, and we just do life together. And it's a really cool way to live, because we get to walk through the good stuff together and the bad stuff together, and just like just broken, vulnerable people, authentic people, like authentically living out the gospel in their everyday lives, like learning how to love one another and learning how to live together in community. And it's really beautiful, because it empowers people to be like who they are, and to be open and to be vulnerable with each other, because you can't hide who you are when you're in community and when you see people so much. Like sooner or later, the true you comes out. We create spaces for people to come and find community. So we have a backpacker room where we do couch surfing, and we have travelers who come all around the world and stay with us through couch surfing, which is a website where backpackers can find a place to stay, because pretty much the world is coming to us, and there's so many backpackers that come through Tauranga, and they're really searching for meaning in their life. And so they come to our house and they see that there's something different about it, like, because that kind of community isn't really normal in this society, and living in that way. And so, like, in our houses, and we're really crazy and creative, and our house has heaps of fairy lights and stuff, and they usually walk up the stairs like, what is this place? And then they hear about the organization, and it's really different. And so they get to see what the gospel's like lived out in ordinary people's lives. And so that's really cool when we get to really build relationships and create a space where we can talk to people, where people feel like they can feel comfortable to have deep conversations about what they believe, and just creating spaces for people to come together and to belong. And, like, actually last week we had a couple from Spain, and we actually had really a lot of deep conversations with them, and one of them was studying philosophy, so they had a lot of deep views about what they believe, but they said that it was the first time that they were able to have a conversation about with people who believed something different than them, but they didn't feel like they were judged, or they felt like they could talk about what they believe in a really safe environment. So that was really cool. And so we get to, like, create spaces for conversations and have deep conversations in a really natural way, usually through food and, sitting around the dining table or sitting around the couches. And because you get to know people well when they live in your house. That's really cool. And we also run events, community potlucks and open mic nights, just to bring people together. And there are a lot of people who come to our potlucks who don't feel like they fit in that much in normal society, but they come to our potlucks and they feel like it's a place where they're accepted and a place where they can be themselves, and so that's really awesome. We actually had one person, she came to one of our Anzac Day breakfasts, and we had an Anzac Day breakfast as an excuse, because everyone was waking up really early to go to the dawn service. So she came to that because she had been doing a Bible study, because we do, like, non-religious Bible studies, which we do with people who don't know Jesus yet, so that they can talk about, discover about the Bible without that kind of judgment. And so she went along to that, and then one of her her friends invited her to the Anzac Day breakfast, and she's transgender, and she actually, so she felt a lot of shame from the church and, like, really had a lot of, so she used to be in the church, but she was really, like, got hurt by it, and so she had a lot of bitter feelings about the church, and she didn't, but then she came to our Anzac Day breakfast, and she really, really felt at home, and she really, she had a conversation with my flatmates and I, and she just found her people. And at the time, she was struggling with a lot of anxiety and depression and, like, social anxiety. But when she came to our house, she just really found people who accepted her. And then now in Tauranga, we have 3 community houses. And so now she lives at the other community house, and she just kept coming back to community meals, and you could just see her flourishing. She's been living at the other community house for a while now. And it was quite funny, because we were talking about buying the new community house, the 3rd community house. And then she was talking with the people at the community house that she's at, saying, "Oh, my parents, like, really need to sell their house. Like, can you pray that they can sell their house and stuff. And she's not a Christian yet, but she was praying with them and like regularly involved in that. And then meanwhile, our Steiger team were like, we need to pray that we find a house to buy our new community house. And then we ended up buying the house off her parents, which is really, really awesome. So we have a lot of people that just feel so at home, and they just keep coming back to our events and just growing. And it's like a slow process, but it's like we really get to know people really deeply. And I guess because we take an interest in them, and because we listen to their story, then like they listen to our story, and like it's basically everything that we do is through our relationships with people. And then with open mic nights and creative outreaches, like connecting with local artists and like creative people and who are in the scene, and just being there in the young adult scene, and just getting to know them and building relationships with them. So that's really cool. And because people are hungry for community, and people are hungry for having a place where they can belong and for meaning and purpose in their life. That's what I've been doing the last 2 years in Tauranga. I've returned back to Tauranga and I live at their community house still. And at the moment I'll be doing an internship with the mission organisation, with Steiger. I would like to ask you guys to pray for me, to join me in prayer. And then I also have a thing that I can pass around to sign up to my newsletter. And I'm looking for monthly supporters as well, because after my internship, or for my internship as well, but then after my internship, then I'll be like working towards my goal of being full time with the organisation. It's so cool to be a part of this, and
Lord, thank you so much for Emma, and I pray also for her and her ministry to provide them. And as those people come through the walk with the power and that they will see in the lives something really special through hospitality, love, and good God. So bless her and also bless.